Tonight would have been the perfect night to howl at the moon because it's full. Ironically, tonight, for possibly the first time since I've lived in London, which has been almost 3 years now, I got a drive home. Someone offered me a ride home, and I took it. And it gave me an opportunity to see the city in yet another light, from another vantage point. I had gone to the Prospect of Whitby today on the bus to celebrate a colleague's birthday, and I had intended to walk, but left it too late. So coming back was a really interesting experience. When we left the pub, a few of us left before others, and I saw an art installation I saw the other night when I was walking home from work, because I often walk from Canary Wharf through Wapping and Shadwell into Southwark, and some chairs up in a tree and some ladders and so on. So I took my colleagues there to show them that, and the bookshop, which is in a glass house, and it's all art and photography books. And then there was another thing going on in a sort of old warehouse building, and it turned out it was a restaurant. But the man in the bookshop told us to go in and check out the art exhibit. So we walked through the restaurant, and in the back there was a room with the most incredible, perfect moment in time in there. And it was a woman's torso and a gown, a frock, about mid-length frock, full skirt, suspended over water, and a few inches of water probably, very still, and lighting down one side of the room, of this great room, and music playing, recorded music, and a scent of coal mixed with coffee from the restaurant. So it was a very sort of raw experience in some ways, and yet perfect and pristine in others. So it was both fluid and static, and, you know, visually very sweet and placid. But in a sensory way, it was a very emotional moment, because it was a very contradictory moment in a sense, because of the smell, the rough smell of the coal, and the sort of roughness of the building that it was in, and the whole overall appearance. Anyway, I mean, what it made me think of is how, you know, in life there are so many different disappointments and so many things that do not end up being the way one would hope, and so many horrible pressures and so on. And yet here was this perfect moment of aesthetic beauty. And I thought, really, that is something that we really can't appreciate enough, and that this art exhibit somehow seemed to embody this perfection, this kind of utopian no place yet every place notion.